Krishna tava punna hobe bhai, e punna karebe jabe, Radharani kushi hobe, dhruva ati bali tomatai. Krishna tava punna hobe bhai. Krishna tava punna hobe bhai, e punna karibe jabe, Radharani kushi hobe, dhruva ati bali tomatai. Shri Siddhanta Saraswati Shachi Sutta Priya Ati Krishna Sevai Jar Tulanai. Shri Siddhanta Saraswati Shachi Sutta Priya Ati Krishna Sevai Jar Tulanai. Shai Shai Mohanta Guru Jagate Madhe Uru Krishna Bhakti Dei Tai Tai. Shai Shai Mohanta Guru Jagate Madhe Uru Krishna Bhakti Dei Tai Tai. Tar Icha Bala Ban Paschate Te Tan Tan Hoy Jate Gaurangir Naam. Tar Icha Bala Ban Paschate Te Tan Tan Hoy Jate Gaurangir Naam. Priti bite nagaradi, ashamudra nada nadi, shakale lai Krishna naam. Priti bite nagaradi, ashamudra nada nadi, shakale lai Krishna naam. Tahale ananda hai, tabe hai, digbijai, chaitanya kripa rati shai. Tahale ananda hai, tabe hai, digbijai, chaitanya kripa rati shai. Maya dushta jato dukhi, jagate shabai shukhi, Vaishnava iccha purna hai. Maya dushta jato dukhi, jagate shabai shukhi, Vaishnava iccha purna hai. Shri Karj Jai Karibare Aga Jodi Dile More Joga Nahi Ati Dinhin. Shri Karj Jai Karibare Aga Jodi Dile More Joga nahi oti dini. Tai she toma kripa jagite che onurupa aji tumi shaba probi. Tai she toma kripa jagite che onurupa aji tumi shaba probi. Tomar she shakti pele guru seva bostu mile jibon sarthak jodi hoy. Tomar she shakti pele guru seva bostu mile jibon sarthak jodi hoy. Shei shei shiva pele tahale shuki hale tava shonge bhagate milai. Shei shei shiva pele tahale shuki hale tava shonge bhagate milai. Shei Evang janang nepaditang prabhava hikupe kama bikama manoya prapatan prasangat kritvatma satsurashina bhagavan grihita so hankatang nuvisurje tava pritya sevam. Tumi mor chiro shati bhuliyar mayar lati kayachi janma janmantare. Tumi mor chirashati bhuliyar mayalati kayachi janma janmantare. Aji puna esu jog jodi hoy joga jog tabe pari tuhe milibare. Aji puna esu jog jodi hoy joga jog tabe pari tuhe milibare. Toma milone bhai abar se shukho pai gocharone gure dinde bho. Tomar milone bhai abar se shukho pai gocharone gure dinde bho. Koto bone chuta chuti, bone kailuta puti, shei din kobe hobe ma. Koto bone chuta chuti, bone kailuta puti, shei din kobe hobe ma. Aji she shubidhane tomar smarana bhelo boro ashar dakilam tai. A আজি সেই সুবিধানে তোমার স্মরণ ভেল বড় আশা ডাকিলাম আমি তব নিত্য দাস ঠাই মোর এত আস তুমি বিনা অন্য গতি নাই আমি তব নিত্য দাস ঠাই মোর এত আস তুমি বিনা অন্য গতি নাই কৃষ্ণ তব পূর্ণ হবে ভাই কৃষ্ণ তব পূর্ণ হবে ভাই এই পূর্ণ করবে যাবে রাধা রানী খুশি হবে ধ্রুব অতি বলিত মাতা এই পূর্ণ করবে যাবে রাধা রানী খুশি হবে ধ্রুব অতি বলিত মাতা
In 1965, when Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami, set out on the ship called the Jaladut, he was almost reaching America, and then he wrote this song. Om Gyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrestham Manumapi Satchiputra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhava Shamprapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitam Cha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Tava Purna Habe Bhai. A song written by Srila Prabhupada. Entitled Bhagavan Sri Krishna Pada Padde Prarthana. A prayer at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This is Srila Prabhupada speaking to Krishna. In the mood of a cowherd boy, which becomes apparent toward the end of the song, or even in the beginning, he refers to Krishna as brother. And Srila Prabhupada is speaking as if almost to bless Krishna. It will be very pious for you, Srila Prabhupada says to Krishna, I'm giving you an idea where you can get a lot of piety by which Radharani will be happy with you. And don't doubt me, I'm telling you for sure how you can get a lot of piety which will make you pleasing to Radharani. Then he goes on to explain that Sri Siddhanta Saraswati is very, very dear to the son of Shachimata. Which means he's very dear to Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada explained, he's explaining to Krishna. This is a song offered to Krishna. There's no one in comparison with him in the service of Krishna, of yourself. He is that great Mohanta Guru. There are gurus and gurus. Regular guru. Srila Prabhupada used that term. Here he uses the term Mohanta Guru. It means Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is special even among gurus. Shri Shri Mohanta Guru Jagate Maddeyuru. He's very great in this world because he gives Krishna Bhakti here and there, so many places. His desire is very powerful. His desire, which of course is the same as the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is that in all the places of the Western world, the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will reach there. And then all over the world, in all the towns and villages, even in the ocean and the rivers, everyone will take the name of Krishna. Then there will be bliss. Then there will be victory. All by the powerful mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who are now miserable rascals under the influence of the material energy, all in the universe will become blissful, and the desire of the Vaishnavas will become fulfilled. So Srila Prabhupada had some realization at this point. This is how he's expressing that possibly this was what he was going for. He prays to Krishna. If you give me the order, even though I'm very fallen, Srila Prabhupada says, and unfit, if you give me the order to execute that work of fulfilling the desire of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then by your mercy, that will arise in my heart. Your mercy will become reflected in my heart. And aji tumi shobha prabin. Now it's a very special thing. Srila Prabhupada had some special ecstatic emotional realization on this particular day. And he says that, now today I'm especially realizing how you are most Krishna, you are most experienced and expert. And if I get your mercy, Krishna's mercy. Now this is a very interesting statement, because we generally think, now, if you get the Guru's mercy, then we get the opportunity to serve Krishna. But here Srila Prabhupada is saying that if I can get your mercy, Krishna, then I can get the opportunity to serve the Guru. And then life will be successful. If that can happen, then my life will be successful. And then if I get that opportunity, then I'll be, that will be very pleasing and happy. And by serving the Guru, I can get your association by great good fortune. However, Srila Prabhupada here interjects a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, that even if Prahlad Maharaj is saying that, well, even if I get the opportunity to serve you, Nrsimha, my first duty is to serve my Guru. I was fallen, Prahlad Maharaj says. I was fallen into a well, fallen deeply into a deep well of one material desire after another in the bad association. But in that situation, by the mercy of Bhagavan Krishna, I got the association and guidance of Narada Muni. And then how can I give up his service? That's my first duty. So Srila Prabhupada, I was talking about that this morning. It was a very powerful motive in Srila Prabhupada. The overwhelming motive in Srila Prabhupada's existence was, I have to execute the order of my spiritual master. And he's quoting Prahlad Maharaj, stating this to Nrsimhadev. Nrsimha offered so many boons to Prahlad Maharaj, but Prahlad said, well, I first thing, I have to serve the order of my spiritual master. Then Srila Prabhupada continues with his song in Bengali, speaking to Krishna very personally and very directly, that you are my eternal friend. He doesn't say to Krishna that I am your eternal friend. He says, you are my eternal friend. But forgetting you, Srila Prabhupada says, I have suffered the blows of Maya, of the illusory energy, birth after birth. Now, today, again, if I can get that opportunity to again come in contact with you, then some kind of contact with you, then I will be able to meet you. And then by meeting you again, my dear brother, again, I will experience that happiness, of the happiness of all day going out with Krishna, herding the cows. And it's as if Srila Prabhupada is remembering. So Srila Prabhupada says, how many forests, we through all the forests, wandering, frolicking, rolling on the ground, cowherd boys having fun. When will that day be mine? Srila Prabhupada is praying. Today, by good fortune, he's praying to Krishna. I remembered you. He prays to Krishna. We know that Srila Prabhupada, there was never a time in his life when he forgot Krishna, but some very special, powerful remembrance. This was just a few days before he was about to arrive in America. I think maybe 2-3 days before he arrived. And then he had this very powerful remembrance of Krishna. So he said that today, by good fortune, I remembered you. There's this Toma Smarana Bhello. It just happened. It just came up in my heart. And therefore, I've called out to you with great hope and expectation that I am your eternal servant. Therefore, this is my desire I'm expressing to you. I have no other goal or hope than yourself. So he's praying to Krishna that, okay, you sent me. So if you want, you can empower me to do this service. That will make Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur very happy. He's very dear to Radharani. So if you empower me to do this, Krishna, then Radharani will be very happy with you. It's a very intimate song. This was not written specifically for publication. It was written in Srila Prabhupada's diary, and it was later discovered by his disciples. Today is Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. Srila Prabhupada has disappeared. What fool will say that? What fool will say that Srila Prabhupada has disappeared? A Vaishnav dies to live, and living tries to spread the holy name around. If Srila Prabhupada wasn't living, if his force of his desire was not present, then we wouldn't be gathered here today. As probably thousands of groups of devotees are gathered all over the world today to celebrate Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. Probably thousands of groups still to happen in, as you go further west. In America, well, it depends which part you're in. In parts of America, it's Mangal Aarti now. So there'll be Prabhupada's disappearance festival going on. Prabhupada will be present. Who will say Srila Prabhupada hasn't disappeared? Of course, in one sense, in one very real sense also, he has disappeared. And he introduced to us the practice, well, he introduced everything about Krishna consciousness to us. And that's true, at least Krishna consciousness the way we're practicing it. That's true of Indians, those born in India, to a large extent, and fully for those born outside India or Hindu culture. So he introduced us to this, that the disappearance day of the spiritual master should be celebrated, and it's called the disappearance, which in English, now we're very familiar with this term, disappearance, but at least when I first heard it, the appearance and the disappearance sound like a strange usage. Because disappear, you get the idea, just like some magic, abracadabra, and someone just vanishes, something like that. We have the words avibhav, tirobhav, coming, it gives the idea of coming into being and ending the state of being. He is no longer present in the way that he was to our mortal vision. So in some very real ways, Srila Prabhupada is not with us. There is a school of thought, if you want to give it such a lofty sounding title, which posits that Srila Prabhupada is with us in exactly the same way that he was prior to the 14th of November 1977, especially in the matter of giving initiation. But in that sense, he doesn't personally give initiation in the sense that he used to, although there is a school of wishful thinking, I guess you could call it, or misapplied thinking. However, we also say that Srila Prabhupada hasn't disappeared. Well, if that's true in all respects, then why are we celebrating his disappearance day? There is his disappearance day, but he is still with us. How is that possible? When someone dies, they're dead. That's why we don't say the Vaishnava died. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still in sound, the Vaishnavas live by their instructions. Srila Prabhupada famously, he was once asked, what will happen to this movement after you die? Srila Prabhupada said, I will never die. I will live forever in my books. So in that way he is present. In the very beginning of his Srimad Bhagavatam commentary, even before the beginning of the commentary, but his Srimad Bhagavatam, his life's main work, which he considered his main service to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Preaching in the Western world, yes, but even more than that, Srila Prabhupada emphasized on writing books. The order he got from his spiritual master was to preach in the English language. So Srila Prabhupada took that. He also got the order from his spiritual master, if you ever get money, print books. And Srila Prabhupada took it from his guru that he very much likes books. So he... Could we have someone... Radhesh, put someone to stop kids wandering. Look like this kid. It's just a disturbance. Get someone at the back there. We have guards on this side and that side and stop this wandering around. It's just distracting attention. So Srila Prabhupada at Radha Kund, he met his guru. We may think that two very powerful acharyas, very major acharyas, very great pure devotees of Krishna met at Radha Kunda. What did they discuss? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati told our Srila Prabhupada, if you ever get money, print books. How to please Radharani. Print books, distribute books, which books? Bhagavatam, Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so many other books. So Srila Prabhupada took that order to write books and publish books and then distribute books very seriously. Here we have another wanderer in the aisle. He's getting his cell phone. He couldn't live without his cell phone. One time, Srila Prabhupada stated that I can even give up my preaching in the Western world, but I cannot stop my writing of books because that is my main service to my spiritual master. But at the beginning of his Srimad Bhagavatam, even before the commentary, even before the introduction, even before the preface, comes the dedication. And he wrote, dedicated to my eternal spiritual master, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. He lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. He lives forever. How does he live forever? How is it that he has not disappeared? He is present in his divine instructions. He lives, of course. No one dies. The very first teaching of Bhagavad Gita. No one dies. Everyone lives forever. They lived happily ever after. Fairy stories finish like that. It's a fairy story. Because in the material world, no one lives happily either now, what to speak of, forever. They lived happily ever after is possible by going back home, back to Godhead. But he lives forever in this world, in his divine instructions. Of course, those instructions have to be followed to be reified or actualized or to be actually alive. If no one, speaking theoretically here, if no one was to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and follow four regulated principles within ISKCON, then ISKCON wouldn't be living in Srila Prabhupada. He wouldn't be alive in Srila Prabhupada because he lives by his divine instructions. ISKCON has life as much as it lives in Srila Prabhupada, lives in his divine instructions. He lives forever by his divine instructions and his followers live with him. Profound statement which Srila Prabhupada made in respect to his own spiritual master. And, of course, it's applicable to himself and his followers also. We here are all followers of, we identify ourselves as followers of Srila Prabhupada. We're also followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, because to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada means to be a follower of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And to be a follower of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati means to be a follower of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. And to be a follower of Gaur Kishore, it's parampara. There's a chain of succession. But we shouldn't presume that because we identify ourselves as a follower, that we're accepted as a follower, or that we are actually a follower, because a follower has to follow. He lives forever by his divine instructions. So if we follow his divine instructions, then we're a follower. And if we don't follow his divine instructions, we may call ourselves a follower, but we're not. In actuality, we are a follower of Srila Prabhupada to the extent that we follow his instructions. And we should not simply presume that we're following his instructions. We have to know what his instructions are. Then we can follow them. And we may say, well, four regulated principles, 16 rounds. But he gave so many instructions. Therefore, he emphasized the reading of his books. And not just reading, he would say, studying his books. Yatschrinvan supatan vicharana paraha. Within Bhagavatam itself, the Bhagavatam recommends we should hear the Bhagavatam, we should read the Bhagavatam, and we should apply our minds to understand the message of Bhagavatam. So we'll know what his instructions are if we read his books. Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, read my books. So if you want to know Srila Prabhupada, we can still know him by reading his books. And then we can follow. We have to know what he wants, and then we can follow what he wants. 45 years have passed since Srila Prabhupada left this world. Those who are disciples of Srila Prabhupada all remember that day, that time. What I was doing in October 1977, well, I have some rough idea and I can remember a few of the things. I was I was in Allahabad, I went to Vrindavan, came to Bengal, went to North Bengal. There were so many things, but that particular day, we all remember. Actually, some devotees didn't even know about Srila Prabhupada's passing away until some weeks later. Some devotees were preaching in Africa, for instance, in some remote places, and they didn't find out till some weeks later that Srila Prabhupada had passed away. I was in Mayapur. We'd just come back from traveling Sankirtan. The idea was we'd go out for a month or two, fill up the van, come back for as little time as possible as was required to clean out the van and fill it up again with books and go back. But somehow we might have gone many weeks without understanding, but there was some minor problem with the engine or something, so we were delayed. We arrived, it must have been November the 14th, 1977, in Mayapur. But we didn't find out till the next morning, because communications in India were so bad, we didn't get the message till the next morning. It was announced after Guru Puja by Sarva Bhavana Prabhu. And for us who are out on traveling sign, it was quite unexpected. We hadn't been thinking about it. We knew that Srila Prabhupada, I last had darshan with my eyes of Srila Prabhupada's divine form in late October 1977 in Vrindavan. I just came for one day and then I went to Bengal to join the book distribution party there. So we all knew that Srila Prabhupada is very sick, and if we had what we might call practical common sense vision, we would have thought that, yeah, he's going to pass away soon. But we didn't think like that, because there were indications from Srila Prabhupada that he would stay. And we got the idea that by distributing more and more books that Srila Prabhupada would be so happy to stay. So we didn't think about it, we in one sense you could say we could have thought about that he was going to pass away, but then we didn't think about it, we didn't want to think about it, and we were busy, very happy, distributing books. Actually, at that time it was mostly magazines, because we hardly had any books of Srila Prabhupada in Bengali. We didn't have any of his books translated from English. We only had his original writings that he'd written in Bengali before he came to the West, and we had many magazines, Bhagavad Darshan magazines. So we were distributing them. So it was complete shock. Yeah, everyone can remember that time, all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And for weeks after that, maybe months after that, pretty much every class in the temples, we went out on book distribution, then I came back, I was in Mayapur, I was in Calcutta, and all the classes in the temples, you were somewhere in America, I guess, for weeks and weeks, practically all the classes were about how are we going to go on, now Srila Prabhupada, was the same in America? Yeah. How are we going to, because the devotees are all saying, how are we going to go on without Srila Prabhupada? And again and again, we have to follow his instructions. If we simply follow his instructions, then he's still with us. Everything will be all right. This is going on for weeks. That we just have to keep on doing what he wants us to do. And everything will be all right. Now, 45 years later, we often hear, I don't know if you hear it very much, but definitely in the Western world, it's quite often said that times have changed so much. It's so different from the 1970s that what we did then, we have to make some radical changes. Society has changed so much. And it's true in the Western world that things have changed. They've degraded more. That was predictable. But we are told that what we did then, on his order, no longer works. And therefore we have to have a radically different approach, such as teaching yoga and mindfulness. And here in India we also see that our devotees, they've very much embraced as a major activity the feeding underprivileged children, being a motivational speaker, personality development, Hindutva. There are many different things which devotees eagerly adopt. And in the Western world, it's sometimes said, mercifully, we don't hear that in India, but it's said often in the world, that book distribution, that was okay at that time, but not now. It's out of date, and we shouldn't do it because it annoys people too much. And it's also said, not only in the Western world, but here in India also, that Srila Prabhupada, yes, he spoke about Varnashram Dharma, but it's impractical. And Gurukul, we tried, it failed, so forget it. We have to try a different approach. Expert, what is that? Advanced devotees are expert in inventing novel means to bring people to Krishna consciousness. Well, I'm somewhat stubborn in my personality, and I find it hard to adapt because, like so many others in the generation I was born into the Western world, even before I got the merciful touch of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, I was already quite convinced that this civilization, so-called, which we live in, is at best useless. It's rotten from the core, misguided. It's everything about it is just wrong. And then when I came to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and I found his message so, apart from being clear, cogent, real, blissful, so apt, giving a blueprint by which the words of Vyasadev, Tadvag Visargo Janataga Viplavaha, that there can be a revolution in the misguided lives of a sinful population. Yasmin prati shlokam abhadavatyapi namanyanantasya shonkitani yach trinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhavaha. Sadhava, purified men who are thoroughly honest, will accept the message of Bhagavatam, which is meant for bringing about a revolution in the sinful lives of a misguided population. This is it. This is the message written by Vyasadev 5,000 years ago, which is meant for now. Now means not just 1966 to 1977. It means now, in this Kali Yuga, Kalavasmin Yuge, in this Kali Yuga, the Bhagavatam will give the light. Krishne swadharma bhagate dharma jnana dibisaha kalavasmin yuge janaha puranaku dunoditaha. Krishna left this world. So you might think that dharma and spiritual knowledge must have gone with him, but he remains in the Bhagavatam, in this Kali Yuga, to give light, just like the sunlight. Srimad Bhagavatam gives light in the darkness of Kali Yuga. So this Bhagavatam, the message of Bhagavatam, is meant for creating a revolution, which is required in the sinful lives of a misguided population. Who's right, Ukraine or Russia? Oh, that's a hot question. We can give advice. All the fighters on both sides should chant Hare Krishna, follow four regulated principles, read Prabhupada's books. That's the solution. There's no other solution. Who will win the war? War means they both lose, that's all. They should all chant Hare Krishna and understand. They can read the Bhagavatam, Bhumi Gita, 12th canto, that the personality of the earth, she's laughing while the kings are fighting. This is my land. No, it's my land. Fighting with each other. And Bhumi, the earth, is laughing. She's simply laughing. I'm here, and these little little people who think they're very big and very important say that they own me, but they don't own me. They're fighting and killing each other. So Srila Prabhupada, in his books, he doesn't just translate the Bhagavatam, but he gives practical ideas about how the message of Bhagavatam is applicable in human society. It's not only a self-realization project. It's not only for personal spiritual development, but it's meant for changing the world. It's meant for changing society. So the idea that book distribution is out of date and what Srila Prabhupada gave us is out of date and we have to have a radically different approach. I don't accept it. I still read the Bhagavatam where it says, Yagye Sankirtana Prayarya Jantihi Sumedha Saha, that the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga is chanting the holy names of Krishna. It's still the holy names. Sometimes devotees ask me, what is my mission? Or how can they serve my mission? And I reply, well, I don't have any mission. My only mission is to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. That's a big mission. We've got a lot of work to do. I don't have any separate mission. But if I have a mission within his mission, I can say that it's become, I couldn't imagine this previously, but my part of my mission, of course I'm trying to emphasize particularly distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books and Varnashram projects, because this is what Srila Prabhupada emphasized so much. But if I have a mission within Srila Prabhupada's mission, it's become that a major part of my mission is to prove all those who say that what Prabhupada said is out of date and inapplicable now, to prove them wrong. Srila Prabhupada, he was not mediocre. And his movement was not meant for being just something out there, something in the world. Take it or leave it. You can be part of it. Hare Krishna. We lost the sound again. Okay. Hrishikesh. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayaya Jantihi Sumedha. Just chant for a few minutes and I'll attend to some bodily needs. I might be faulted for saying this, but those who say that Prabhupada's program doesn't work, we have to try a different approach, it reminds me of what I was speaking about in the morning. There are so many people before Srila Prabhupada went to the West who say, no, 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 it's impossible. It can't work. You're just wasting your time. So it seems to be a very similar thing. If we say that the things that Srila Prabhupada did that did work won't work anymore. It seems to be the same kind of attitude. He did succeed in the West. How did he succeed? Well, we did Harinam and book distribution. But it wasn't formulaic. It wasn't just going out and doing it somehow or other. But Srila Prabhupada had tremendous faith that the holy name and the message of Bhagavatam will act on the hearts of sinful people. When In the 1970s, Basu Ghosh Prabhu, you remember? Especially in the 1970s, people in India would tell us, you can't be a Hindu, you have to be born a Hindu. That's the only way you can be a Hindu. They used to tell us. You don't remember that? I remember hearing that quite often. You can't be a Hindu. First of all, I don't want to be a Hindu anyway. I didn't join this room to become a Hindu. But even if you say, yes, okay, if you want to use that term, then it's open to everyone, because mamai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Every living being by constitution is part and parcel of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada had tremendous faith that this process can work even among persons of a completely different background. He had tremendous courage. He worked very hard, and he wanted us to continue what he did. And we can continue doing what he did. We can continue to make his mission succeed by being a follower. He lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him, which means following his instructions, spreading Krishna consciousness on his terms, with, as he had, complete surrender, complete faith, complete courage, and complete dedication, hard work. If we think that we'll just go out on the streets time to time and chant Hare Krishna and then go home and watch a cricket match and chew some Haldiram's Chana Chur or something like that, then that's not going to have the potency to change the world. We actually have to do what Srila Prabhupada told us to do in all respects. The mission to change the world with Krishna consciousness seems to be largely forgotten, but it can happen. We say that the world has changed so much since the 1970s, so we have to adopt our approach. Well, if the world has changed so much, then why can't we change it to Krishna consciousness? That's changing it so much, isn't it? When Queen Elizabeth II of England, of Britain, of the Commonwealth, died, there were comments that the Britain that she ascended to the throne of in 1953, I think it was. It was so different from the Britain that she died in. So the world, yeah, and here in India also, talking about the 1970s, India has changed a lot since the 1970s, so many ways. Technologically, in education, so many people speak English now, which they didn't. Western fashions of clothing, so many things in so many ways. So if the world can change so much, then why don't we have the faith that it can change to Krishna consciousness also? Why not? If it can change in so many different ways, why can't it change to Krishna consciousness? If we work on it in a focused way, surely it can work. If cultures can change dramatically in a short time, then we should have the faith that, yes, Prabhupada's mission to change the world to Krishna consciousness, it can succeed, but we have to work on it and follow the guidelines that he gave. So I was saying that my immediate mission is to prove wrong those who say that Prabhupada's formula doesn't work, but to put it in a better way, maybe, is to say that to prove that Srila Prabhupada's formula still works. He didn't disappear. He lives forever in his divine instructions. And we have to go on living with them. Krishna is still the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That didn't change since the 1970s. That's not going to change ever. We don't have to hide it in the name of preaching. This is something which I often mention it because it seems so astonishing to me that we're supposed to be preaching Krishna consciousness, but we hide Krishna. And we don't want to show people that we're devotees or aspiring devotees of Krishna. How are we going to preach Krishna consciousness by hiding Krishna consciousness? Maybe I'm just dumb, but it just didn't seem to make any sense to me. Certainly Srila Prabhupada didn't do that. As preaching means to broadcast loudly everywhere. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are all his eternal servants. Forgetting him, we are suffering in this world. The solution to all problems, economic problems, societal problems, ecological problems, psychological problems, family problems, the solution is simply to accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are his eternal servants. And the method to do that is by Sankirtan, public chanting of the holy names, distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, is also Sankirtan. The public chanting of Hare Krishna is still the Yuga Dharma. It always will be for this Kali Yuga. The Yuga Dharma is never going to be yoga or feeding the poor or mindfulness or sustainability, ecological sustainability, or vegetarianism, or Hindutva, or personality development. The Yuga Dharma is chanting the holy names of Krishna, glorifying Krishna by assisting Srila Prabhupada's mission of distributing the books which glorify Krishna. So this yoga, you can stand on your head and put your legs up behind your neck and do all kinds of yoga asanas. That's never going to push back Kali Yuga even by 1 nanometer. Mindfulness is some Buddhist idea. That's not going to push back Kali Yuga. Yeah, mindfulness. Manmana bhava mad bhaktaha. This is mindfulness. Always think of Krishna. This Buddhist idea of mindfulness is just, it's just another form of egoism. It's just you look at your thoughts or you step back and just another form of Maya. Ecological sustainability. Throw out the plastic. Yeah, I'm into that. Good, but as a subsidiary of Krishna consciousness, on our farms, get out the plastic. Great, do it. Good, but that's not our message. Is to be ecologically viable. We'll do that, good, because that's actually Krishna's system. But that's not our message. Feeding the poor is not our message. We do not believe, contrary to what at least one leader of the Krishna consciousness movement, that the best way, feeding a hungry child is the best way to serve Lord Krishna. We don't believe that. Opening schools, teaching how to become part of Kali Yuga society and maybe learning a few shlokas here and there also. That's not going to push back Kali Yuga. It's not our brand. It's not what we do. There are other people who feed the poor and this and that. It's not our thing. Now, our movement, you could say, has done very well in feeding the poor and midday meals here in India. It's been a tremendous success in as much as ISKCON is well known for its midday meal programs. But that's not what we're meant to be well known for. That's not our thing. Our brand, our thing is Harinam and book distribution. That's what makes it unique. There are many others who can and do feed the poor, open hospitals, open schools to teach people how to be in, how to be a part of this misdirected, sinful civilization. There are many schools which do. There are many people who do that and can do it, but what makes us unique as a movement is spreading the yoga dharma of chanting the holy names. And even more specific, because there is Gauriya Math and is distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. That what makes us unique. And our simple living, high thinking farms should also be recognized and known as, oh, that's what Hare Krishna people do. In the cities, they chant, they distribute books, and they have communities where people can go and live simply with high thinking, spiritual thinking. These things, that we should be known for that. So why should we imitate these useless people who are promoting useless programs for perpetuating birth and death. We can make schools which teach the government curriculum, but Srila Prabhupada said, don't do that, never do that, he said it. He used the word never, never do it when one of Srila Prabhupada's leading disciples in India was trying to promote to Srila Prabhupada, it would be good to have the government syllabus and exams and get recognized. And Prabhupada was trying to push him. Prabhupada emphatically said, never do that. Never do that. We have the real thing. We have the real nectar for which everyone should be anxious. What everyone really wants and what they really need. The thing is, people are so much in Maya that they think that they need development, material development, and all kinds of arrangements for living happily and peacefully in this world. And they have this misconception promoted by a certain mission that to uplift the poor and give education and uplift society, that is what sannyasis and swamis should do. And they got a very good reputation for that. And now we're doing, and ISKCON has a very good reputation, but for the wrong thing, because that's not our message. Live happily and peacefully in this world. Our message is that this world is a place of misery. We should chant Hare Krishna and come out of it. The idea to make some adjustment with this world and chant Hare Krishna, that is not pure devotional service. That could be called technically arop siddha bhakti, that we dovetailing our material propensities with Krishna consciousness. But that's not what Srila Prabhupada came to give. That's kaitava dharma, mentioned at the beginning of Bhagavatam as cheating religion. So, as Srila Prabhupada said, that if we want to cheat people, we'll get many followers because people like to be cheated. It's a shocking statement, but if we understand from the platform of the Absolute Truth, reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all, we can see that actually people like to be cheated. And if we give them the real thing, then they don't like this. What is that? Shach bale mare lati, jut jagate mohai. If we speak the truth, people will beat us with sticks. And if we speak lies and all nonsense, every other thing. Very nice. Very good. what Srila Prabhupada gave is very powerful. We can see what he did. It was unexpected. It was so powerful that even when he brought Western devotees to India, many people, they didn't believe, even when they saw Western people chanting Hare Krishna, they didn't believe it even then. They thought, oh, it's just some fad. They won't stick with it. Or they're not real devotees. How can they be? They're not Indians. How can they be? They didn't believe it even when they saw it. It was so unexpected. He was very powerful. It changed the world. And it can continue to do so if we remain his followers. He lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. So we should know that popularity is not necessarily concomitant with spiritual success. It might be, but generally it's not. In the society of fools, to be popular is a very dangerous thing. If materialistic people are praising us in terms of what they think is good, then we're going wrong somewhere. So we're making a great festival in praise of Srila Prabhupada here. But it's Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, and to celebrate in glorification of Srila Prabhupada becomes meaningless if we disappear his instructions from the moment that he bequeathed us. If we say that, well, it's no longer relevant, or it doesn't work, it's a failure, we have to try something else. There are so many good, very good, serious devotees, leaders in this movement, experienced devotees, very sincerely working so hard to try to further Srila Prabhupada's mission. There are so many devotees who in so many ways are so much better than myself. But I just feel that if we just stopped all this going this way and that way and trying this and trying something else, and if we all got together and jointly focused on emphasizing what Srila Prabhupada emphasized, book distribution, simple living and high thinking farms with Varnashram and Gurukul, and of course all the other programs, Bhaktivedanta Institute, very important, but that's a specialized thing. There are so many things we can do, but if we focus on what Srila Prabhupada made the main prongs of his movement, book distribution, Varnashram Dharma, farms, which includes Gurukuls, I'm sure if we all got together and did this conjointly, there could be another wave, the Hare Krishna revolution would come again, a tremendous upsurge of Krishna consciousness. It's completely possible to change the world with Krishna consciousness as Srila Prabhupada wanted. Some of you may be aware that from some quarters within this movement, in India and outside India, I am branded as a deviant from Srila Prabhupada, and even some maybe well-intentioned leaders try to tell my disciples that I'm deviant. I know because they tell me that such and such leader came and told me that your guru is deviating from Srila Prabhupada, which is the worst accusation. If you say that I'm breaking the principles, that's bad. If you say I'm not chanting 16 rounds, that's bad. But if you say I'm deviating from Srila Prabhupada, is there a worst possible accusation? No one tells me why. It's hard for me to understand, because again, maybe I'm just dull-headed, but it seems to me very clear that Srila Prabhupada promoted book distribution, varnashram, farms, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. It seems to me to be very clear that Srila Prabhupada made it very clear, and that's what we should be doing. And on this day of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, I don't really have any other prayer than to continue, please Srila Prabhupada, continue to engage me in your service with of book distribution, promoting farms, Harinam, all these basic things, Gurukul, Varnashram. Please engage me in those things, in promoting this. Because I get inspiration from seeing the devotees who are engaging in that and how they are becoming inspired by the mercy that comes from Srila Prabhupada by following his instructions, because the follower lives with him. The mercy of Srila Prabhupada comes through. The reciprocation from Srila Prabhupada comes through. Sometimes devotees praise me that, oh, there's some bash and some praise that, oh, you're doing your disciple, they're distributing books, they're making farms. But I'm talking, others are doing, you are all doing the real work. So I pray to Srila Prabhupada on this day that he himself said, in relation to his own Guru Maharaj and his, Srila Prabhupada's own disciples, that the grandfather is more kind than the father. So I pray to Srila Prabhupada that you please bless these devotees, grand disciples who are working so hard to fulfill your desires. You're all coming here to praise me, but that's your kindness. And if we were to look objectively, you would see I have faulty in so many ways, incomplete, imperfect, conditioned in so many ways. Definitely is undeniable. Coming from the background I come from, I have very, very bad sanskars or impressions in the heart. But when I see my disciples enthusiastic and very successful in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, and when I see devotees living very happily on the farms as Srila Prabhupada wanted, cooperating in Krishna consciousness, it seems to me I might be doing something right. And again, I'm not very imaginative, I'm pretty stiff, but I just see that Prabhupada said, book distribution, varnashram, if you keep on emphasizing these things, you can't go too much wrong, because that's what Srila Prabhupada emphasized. Just to give two quotes from Srila Prabhupada, there are many, many such quotes. Srila Prabhupada said, if these farms become successful, then the whole world will be enveloped with Krishna consciousness. We want to envelop or cover the whole world with Krishna consciousness. What do we do? People don't seem to be so responsive like they used to be. Well, here we are. You make these farms, Krishna conscious farms. The whole world will be enveloped by Krishna consciousness. Then another quote from Srila Prabhupada. Book distribution and farms, these are our solid programs. They can change the whole world. Notably, Srila Prabhupada didn't mention here yoga, feeding the poor, mindfulness, opening hospitals, book distribution and farms, Srila Prabhupada said. These are our solid programs. They can change the whole world. The whole foundation of animal civilization can be destroyed. If I have hope for still living, I want to organize the farms, make it perfect, simple living and high thinking. So it is hard for me to believe, but everyone thinks they're right, but it's hard for me to believe that I'm terribly deviated, so badly deviated from Srila Prabhupada's instructions that leaders have to approach my disciples to save my poor disciples from my contaminating influence. Anyway, it's Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, very special day. We're in a very special place, which is intimately connected with Srila Prabhupada's disappearance leela. Because the last desire that Srila Prabhupada expressed before he passed away was to do parikrama of Govardhan. He wanted to come here. And in accord with that desire, just after Srila Prabhupada passed away, then his disciples did come here. Now so many are coming here and doing Govardhan parikrama. So this Govardhan is very much connected with disappearance, Srila Prabhupada's disappearance leela. So I'm praying to Srila Prabhupada that, yeah, I'm stubborn, I don't listen to people who are telling me I'm deviating, but I'm praying to Srila Prabhupada on this day that if I am deviating, you, Srila Prabhupada, you are the best judge. Please make it obvious to me. It's not obvious to me. I don't want to deviate from Srila Prabhupada. Please make it obvious. Please make it clear if what I'm doing wrong, and let me know what, by whatever means, what you want to do. Because Srila Prabhupada, he lives forever. He hasn't disappeared, and he can act in ways to make it clear to me, to correct my innumerable faults so that I can better serve you, Srila Prabhupada. He lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. So unless we live in his divine instructions, we're not following. Then we won't live, then we'll die. If as an institution we don't follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, then we're dead. We're doomed to spiritual death. So let us follow. Read Srila Prabhupada's books. Understand what he wants. Follow. Make Srimad Bhagavatam our life. Live it. Preach it. Distribute it. Hare Krishna. I'll finish there. All, Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Vancha kalpa tarubhya shakripa sindhubhya evacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So, kirtan.